Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next Thursday night is when they're going to make the pick. Adam Peters is going to talk today. Frankly, I don't think Peter's going to tell us anything. I do know that I will ask if others don't, but I think plenty of people will ask just kind of what his goal was with the quarterback visits. Because they tried something different, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But like, what landed you with that approach? I'm just curious on that. There's no criticism. Just let me know. Like, I'm curious how you landed on that decision making. Do you think he's going to say anything today? I think we've learned quickly
probably
he doesn't
not
say anything.
But the approach of having all the guys come in together, you talking
yeah.
about? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm wondering why that's a problem to people.
I'm not saying problem.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying, why is that such a talking point and why is that such a problem? When what does players do when they get on the team? They're around each other, right? What do coaches do? They want to watch how guys interact with each other. And he basically did something that players do daily. And everybody acts as if it's the wrong thing in the world to do. I think it's kind of clever. Because if I ask you how are you with your teammates, you're going to tell me something. If I ask you how you are with new people coming in, you're going to just tell me what you want me to know. But if I put it in front of you, you got to show me. And what happens is, once you get a little comfortable, you get laxed. And what you do?
I can't imagine anybody at Topgolf, say they're there 2 hours, whatever it is, mm-hmm. is going to get that comfortable.
If you are around people and you may possibly be a teammate of somebody, you start talking to them. Yeah. I don't know. Like
it wouldn't be comfortable like if you and I were there hanging out drinking.
If you and I hanging out drinking, we'll be comfortable. What are you talking about?
I'm saying you and I would be. Whatever happened at Topgolf wasn't that level of comfortable.
But what I'm saying is, what athletes do is you're meeting new people day in and day out, week in and week out, year
sure.
in and year out. And you cling to somebody or you don't. And I'm sure a coach can sit back and watch the interaction and see, what's the one? Is there one person that everybody doesn't go around? Is that one person standoffish? Does he attract people in? The guys that I think are leaders, okay? What are they doing? Are they getting away from people? Or are they leading people?
So here is an interesting evolution of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I legit don't know what to make of this, which my gut is telling me make nothing of it. But it's at least worth discussing. This dude, Brandon, on Twitter, his handle is Drake May MVP. So it appears he has a dog in the fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted a quote. He tweeted a video out of Mike Florio bashing the Commanders for bringing in all four of the quarterback prospects at once.
Mm-hmm.
Florio said, "Why would you dilute your ability to get maximum time and just the opportunity to evaluate? You're trying to evaluate four guys at once." And I think there's a way to ask that question that isn't condescending. Like, there's a way to ask it, like, all right, what made you decide this route of evaluation?
But the whole thing is this. Didn't you hear that they've already met with McCarthy?
Yeah.
Already met with every quarterback, right?
So, I'm not even – B, here's the interesting part. I said this in the text thread last night. I don't know if you saw it. Florio asking the question is, you know, has value But that's not what I am interested in here. What I'm interested in is Ron Butler is Jaden Daniels' agent.
Mm-hmm.
He quote tweeted the Florio, why would you do this? Why would you dilute the evaluation process?
Mm-hmm.
With the emoji, like the smiley face thinking emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being serious here. I don't know what it means. Maybe we need to turn to Jeff for emoji gate.
But the whole thing.
But this
though,
is a dude in the process.
It's a dude in the process that basically wants his guy to be talked to only, right? So he has a dog in the fight.
Certainly.
The guy didn't, he quote tweeted and just saying, I'm asking a question. But I don't think he's sitting up there bashing it. Because if they draft him, guess what he's doing? Gonna be right there happy with him. You know? Listen, man, I'm going to be honest with you.
I wonder if he's questioning what Florio said, like questioning the bashing. I don't know.
But the thing I'm trying to get is, he may be questioning Florio, I don't know, but we are putting too much into all this crap when it's nothing, none of this stuff is nothing to be worried about. Because if they're going to draft one of them, they met with every one of them, and then they brought them all in together. What is the problem? I mean, are we that? We got to a point where we have to overly do things. Just they've done enough so we could talk about and be very interesting. I guarantee you. But that, like this, oh, they brought all these people here together. So?
I agree. Like, us having the opinion, I'm with you. I don't know what
and the— Florio is a pot stirrer. Let's be real about it.
Yo, agreed. So, but man, the agent quote tweeting it is odd.
But I don't think
I don't
it's
know
odd.
What it means.
But guess what? You don't know what it means? Wait till later and ask the question. But to sit here and try to imagine or assume or start saying, well, this, and
I'm not doing any of that. I'm just asking, what do you think it means?
I think it means nothing.
I don't speak with emojis very frequently. Jeff is a young man. Toby, you're younger than me. What the hell do you think it means?
Well, I think the easier answer is he liked a tweet replying to what you had tweeted out yesterday, talking with Breer, kind of laying it out. And basically the guy was like, how many people do this? Why are we doing it this way? Maybe it's just like what B. Mitch was saying, that he's like, why are we not doing this one-on-one if I'm going to be the pick for Jaden Daniels? Mm-hmm. But I think it's more along the lines of what are we doing here? He didn't like the way that they went about it.
You see it that way, Jeff?
I don't. It's like you don't know because this is my first time even seeing his agent or hearing anything about him, so I don't know what it meant because people use different emojis for different things. I think he was just like whatever. He's still a human, so he's going to have his thought outside of the professional process, and I really think you just need a burner account at this point. At this point, heading into the draft, even if, it doesn't matter to him or he agreed with something, he just need to get him a burner and be like, all right,
like
I
Durant?
Like this. Yeah, and I don't like this.
I don't at all want to read into a liked tweet, right? I feel like we are getting too far down the rabbit hole. Sometimes I have liked stuff just to try to bookmark it, to look at it later. Sometimes you hit it on accident. That doesn't seem like an accidental like. I also think the agent is allowed to have a very different focus in all of this. Like, his job, what he is going to be paid for is, yo, take care of my guy, the best of anybody in this whole damn draft. And why are you doing this? Why aren't you just telling the world you're drafting him now? Cut the check now. Get me a private jet now. Like, that, the agent's mindset is supposed to be.
That's not what people do. Unless you're the first pick, they don't do that.
Right, but I can see the agent wanting that for his guy.
Yeah, and that's why I say he has a dog in the fight. So a lot of the things he say, I'm not going to take that as anything in it because he's doing it because he's supposed to be promoting his guy.
Totally. However, things continue to emerge. It's a week out, and we're going to have to keep dealing with all this stuff because Jaden Daniels is about to have dinner with somebody. That ain't Adam Peters. We thought it was all over. Maybe it isn't. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.